In 1993, Barbie was hacked. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1993 gave us the siege on Waco and Beanie Babies. But a cultural switch in the toy department made 1993 a strange year. The Barbie Liberation Organization, 1993.
Hi, I'm Teen Talk Barbie, the spokes doll for the BLO. That stands for the Barbie Liberation Organization. We're an international group of children's toys that are revolting against the companies that made us. We've turned against our creators because they use us to brainwash kids. They build us in a way that perpetuates gender-based stereotypes. Those stereotypes have a negative effect on children's development. We have set up our own hospitals where we are carrying out corrective surgery on ourselves.
A curious and creative group known as the Barbie Liberation Organization made headlines by executing a peculiar act of cultural subversion by swapping voice boxes between Barbie and G.I. Joe dolls. They sought to challenge societal norms and question the influence of mass media on gender roles and identities. This playful yet thought-provoking act stirred up debates and shed light on the power of consumer culture. In 1993, the Barbie Liberation Organization purchased an estimated 300 to 500 Barbie and G.I. Joe dolls, removed the voice boxes from the dolls, and swapped them, so Barbie would speak in a deeper voice, saying things like, "Eat lead, Cobra," and the G.I. Joe dolls would say things in a higher register, like, "I love to shop with you." They were then repackaged and returned to stores in Albany, San Diego, and Walnut Creek, California, where unsuspecting customers would be in for a bit of a surprise. Each box also had a note, encouraging disgruntled parents to reach out to the media after discovering the toys weren't gender-conforming. The goal of their stunt was to reframe the conversation over gender roles in America, especially after Mattel had released a Barbie that said, "Math class is tough." What came next? After this break, a BLO spokesperson told the New York Times, quote, "Obviously, our goal is to get media attention. We are trying to make a statement about the way toys can encourage negative behavior in children, particularly given the rising acts of violence and sexism." The then vice president of Hasbro, Wayne Charnas, called it, quote, "kind of ridiculous." Mattel had no comment. After the holidays, the story had died down. But like Barbie once said, "Vengeance is mine." Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.